2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have light rain, 46 degrees.
Got a crash southbound I-15, Murray. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
House impeachment inquiry.
It's been a long day at the impeachment hearings. First up was Gordon Sondland, who spent 7 hours in front of the committee.
First, Secretary Perry, Ambassador Volker, and I worked with Mr. Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine matters at the express direction of the President of the United States. We did not want to work with Mr. Giuliani. Simply put, we were playing the hand we were dealt. We all understood that if we refused to work with Mr. Giuliani, we would lose a very important opportunity to cement relations between the United States and Ukraine. So we followed the president's orders.
That's Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. Right out of the box, he testified there was a quid pro quo and President Trump was responsible. Full coverage. Maria Soleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Gordon Sondland was grilled by lawmakers over what he knew about the alleged quid pro quo between the White House and Ukraine.
Who would benefit from an investigation of the Bidens?
I assume President Trump would benefit.
There we have it. See?
Republicans like Elise Stefanik argue that there was no quid pro quo because Ukraine received the aid without having to announce anything.
Ukraine received the aid. There was no investigation before the call or after the call.
Republicans argue that the president had a desire to root out corruption in Ukraine in general and that the military aid wasn't necessarily withheld due to an investigation on the Bidens. Baltimore's former mayor is now facing 11 federal counts of corruption. U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland, Robert Herr, says the charges include wire fraud, conspiracy, and tax evasion.
This is a tragedy and the last thing that our city needs.
Catherine Pugh is scheduled for an initial court appearance tomorrow. And Britain's Prince Andrew is stepping back from public duties for the foreseeable future. The prince, who has been taking a pounding after his disastrous TV interview over the weekend about his association with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In a statement, Andrew says it's become clear to him in recent days that the whole issue has become a major distraction to the royal family's work, so he's taking a break from his duties. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:32. Utah lawmakers were on Capitol Hill today.
Eye on the Hill 2019.
Nick Wyatt is here to begin our team coverage.
Jeff, one thing the state legislator looked at was today is the State Board of Education's new efforts to crack down on vaping. A bill spells out when and how schools can confiscate e-cigarettes and devices. Todd Hogard with the Utah PTA says students right now don't have repercussions.
They're not going to lose it. They'll just be able to go back and get the device after it gets taken away, if it gets taken away in the first place.
The bill would also put more anti-vaping education into elementary schools. They're also looking at college campuses and how to make them safer for students. Continuing our Eye on the Hill team coverage, here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Schools like UVU now have monthly coordination meetings, and other campuses have created victim support agencies, but Spencer Jenkins with the Board of Regents says it's hard to create one blanket policy for all schools.
No college's efforts in campus safety are going to look a lot different than at the University of Utah.
U of U Chief Human Resource Officer Jeff Herring says they've increased lighting and campus safety escorts, plus...
It's kind of an Uber for campus, all licensed and background checked, drive.
drivers. But Representative Angela Romero says it takes more than lights. She wants all students to have mandatory healthy relationship training so people can spot potential signs of abuse. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And lawmakers are also looking into curb the cost of diabetes. Several potential bills for the 2020 general session have been introduced. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
The legislation, which has been spearheaded by Representative Norm Thurston, would mitigate some of those costs that more than 200,000 Utahns living with diabetes encounter.
Diabetics have health care costs more than double the national average, which costs Utahns more than $1.8 billion every year. Does a Utah congressman have some challengers from his own party? Live at the KSL Elections Desk, we have Lindsay Ertz. Lindsay, who are we talking about here?
Nick, Utah Policy is reporting a group of prominent Republicans are actively looking for someone to challenge 2nd District Congressman Chris Stewart in 2020. A source telling them it's because of his increasingly vocal defense of President Trump. That source adding that they have two or three viable candidates, but saying it's still a work in progress. Stewart's campaign not commenting. There are two primary challengers already in Mary Burkett and Ty Jensen. Live from the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
And a quick check on traffic. Ricky Meese, what are we looking at now? A
couple of new problems. We have a crash on Redwood Road at about 1,000 North in North Salt Lake. And then in Utah County, a crash southbound I-15 University Parkway in Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
So, do you know what a Mechanical Turk is? Mechanical Turk. Interesting. Stay here. My Minute of News is on the way. Next.
Sweet.